This is the Modest Million Show, episode 16, How to Find Your Side Hustle. Hey there, and welcome back to the Modest Million Show, the show dedicated to helping average folks like you and me better understand and simplify our personal and household finances so we can chart our own path toward modest millions. I'm your host, personal finance enthusiast, dedicated budgeteer, and aspiring modest millionaire, Phil. On today's episode, we talk about something near and dear to my heart, how to find your side hustle. I've been known to have an idea or two. Some are ridiculous ideas, some are impossible ideas. Some ideas are so far-fetched that I wonder what on earth I was thinking when I came up with them. And then some ideas are solid, feasible, actionable, and ambitious. And those are my favorite ideas. But regardless of how harebrained the idea is, or how impractical or how impossible the idea is, I always write it down in a little orange notebook that I carry around with me virtually anywhere. I call these my million-dollar ideas. Almost all of them are not going to be million-dollar ideas, but the point is that I just write them down no matter what they are. And so as I leaf through here and talk about what those are, some of them are mobile apps, some of them are web-based businesses, certain types of websites that I might think about building, certain types of software that has appealed to me and where I feel there might be a need, e-commerce websites, more traditional-based companies, building some ideas and some products that I feel there might be a need for, book ideas, certainly a couple of those that, you know, are very far-fetched, a little more of a sci-fi slant to them. In case you're interested, I'd be happy to talk you through the plots. There are some, like I said, custom software. There's this crazy thing called the Modest Million Show that made it into the little orange notebook, and I have notes written in all of the margins there. So clearly that is something that you're listening to it here and came across. Investments in real estate, what I might consider investing in different areas and what I'd be looking for, a coffee shop business plan, and that's just kind of a sampling of the first few pages here. And it's really just something where I write down the ideas, most of which have no bearing and no real future, but important for me to jot down nonetheless, and you know, because you never know where things might go. And so I love this little orange notebook. I carry it around with me whenever. And what I'm talking about here in Side Hustle is, I think, really the origin of where this orange notebook came from. Could any of these ideas been in here be the meal ticket for us and for our family that lets us ride off into the sunset? Yeah, maybe. Would I like that to happen? Yeah, sure, why not? But the point is that these are ideas that, for me, it's just for me to keep an open mind to and consider the possibility that maybe one of these ideas might lead to a side hustle or something more that I can do in addition to my day job. Because you see, I love what I do in my day job. And that's not the point of this little orange notebook. Think of it as you know, anything that I might be able to do in addition to what I'm doing in my day-to-day work. So that is how I define a side hustle. And you might decide it or define it differently. You might call it something else. But for the purposes of this podcast and where we're coming from, I think side hustle perfectly sums up what the ideal is. And there are many rules to any long-lasting side hustle, but I just want to cover off on a few of them today that I think are really important. I've been down the path with a couple side hustles in the past. We've got a couple in the hopper right now that we're working on, including this this podcast. You know, certainly something that I've got a passion for, but something I hope has some longer legs to it too. And so rule number one with any long-lasting side hustle is that you have to have a passion for it. Otherwise, as soon as things get tough, and they will, you'll find yourself throwing in the towel. Not immediately and throwing up your hands and saying, that's it, I'm done. But it'll just be kind of a slow and drawn-out sort of death to that side hustle. And if your passion isn't there, you know, it's really hard. And I know your idea is different. and you're going to change the world. But I've found that, you know, I've been there and it's not different. You just need to be passionate about it. And a lot of times that passion is what's going to carry your side hustle through when things start to get tough, or when your schedule starts filling up, or your priorities are pulled elsewhere. It's really going to be important to keep that side hustle and that passion for it. And that leads us into rule number two, is that you have to stick with it, because you'll lose so much momentum, or you'll have so much momentum when you're getting started with an idea, and then you'll find that momentum and that energy, and then you'll start thinking about the next idea and what you want to do there, and it'll feel like you're really busy, but when all you're doing is just, you know, burning rubber and you're kind of stuck in neutral, all you're doing is thinking about the ideas, and, you know, you'll think about an idea, you'll maybe, you know, get it started, and then you'll think about another idea, and then you want to get that one started. And so for me, I've seen that happen. That's certainly something that I've struggled with and continue to think about. And it certainly doesn't help to have a notebook here in front of me, you know, this little orange notebook where I've got a bunch of ideas, and many of these ideas won't go anywhere at all. I'll look through that, and like I said from the beginning, you know, think about like what was I thinking when I wrote that down? This has no commercial value or anything that I really don't have much passion for. Maybe there's a market need for it, but I don't really have the passion for it. So you got to stick with it, and so you need to do some research, do some soul searching, think about something that is this something that you could sit down and commit to 5 years of doing it before you decide whether or not to cut bait. And, you know, you might not stick with it for 5 years, but you need to have that longer term outlook, or you should have that longer term outlook to determine if it's something that really you want to, you know, pour yourself into and get off the ground. So number three, and rule number three, not to be overshadowed by number two, is that you've just got to go out in there, do it. Get out there, learn by doing. You can have the best, most well-constructed business plan in the world, but that won't mean squat if you don't actually open your doors and hang out your shingle. So get out there, fail, learn from your mistakes, and improve. And that's really the only way that you're going to get some forward momentum is if you're falling forward. I think Wayne Gretzky said it best when he said that you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You just have to get out there and do it. It's not going to be pretty. Your first few won't go well, because I've been there, and not that I'm past that either. I don't know what the future of Modest Millions holds. Mrs. Modest has her own side hustle as well that I help her with, and I don't know what the future holds for that. Certainly, I've got the passion, and she has the passion, and we're sticking with it. We've got that long-term plan and vision for where our side hustles can go. But we just went out and did it, and it hasn't been perfect. We are learning as we go with our different side hustles, and I think it's just important to track that. So just keep that momentum and take the shots, and you're going to fail most of the time, but really all it takes is just a few, or one really, that you're going to feel passionate about and that you're going to stick with, and that I think sums up the first few rules of any long-lasting side hustle. So what will your side hustle look like? Let's say you've decided that, you know, a side hustle is where you want to go, but what do you want to do? And so there's a number of different ideas and, you know, paths you can take, and this certainly isn't an exhaustive list, just one that I sat down and jotted out in preparing for today's episode. But here are some ideas that you could do in addition to your primary day job. Maybe they stay a side hustle, you know, as a W-2 employee, you're trading hours for dollars. Maybe some of these might be ones where you're putting in some work now on the nights and weekends as a side hustle, but maybe there's some longevity to it, something that can generate some passive or residual income where you can continue to earn, and maybe that allows you to do a different side hustle or get something else off the ground. So thinking a little bit more, being strategic with your hours. And, you know, but again, that requires a different mindset, different passion set. So you just have to think about that. But here are some ideas of what side hustles might look like. You know, maybe you want to be a yoga teacher, or a group fitness instructor. There are certainly plenty of opportunities for you to do that. And many of those classes happen on the nights and the weekends when people are off work. So you could look at that. You could be a bartender or a server in a restaurant. Certainly something that we did as we were going through college, both myself and Mrs. Modest. And it was a strengthening experience, certainly. And if for anybody who has been in the service industry, you know what I'm talking about. But it's great cash, and you can't argue with that for a few hours worth of work. So certainly could be a good option for some passive or for some side hustle income. You could start a blog and blog about a topic that you find passionate about, and helping bring that passion to other people who might share that passion or might be interested in being passionate about that as well too. A lot of people talk about being a blogger and they think it's going to be their path to riches and they're going to get rich quick. Certainly that's not the case for anybody who's attempted to start a blog. I'm raising my hand here too as I say this. But it's something that, you know, if you're passionate about a topic, you can start it and you can talk about it and help bring some of that passion and that understanding and that knowledge to other people as well too. Right up there with that, you might want to start a podcast. So pretty transparently, this is the podcast and blog is what I've kind of started here with Modest Million. So kind of a glimpse into a real live side hustle that's starting to take shape. You could learn how to code. Maybe you have wanted to, you know, you've seen, you know, The Social Network, the movie about how Facebook started allegedly, or you've seen those stories about people who've built a mobile app and they're a millionaire by the time they're 16, or they sold their company at age 25 for $1 billion. You know, you hear a lot of those stories, but they started because they understood programming language and they had to start somewhere. Thankfully, there's a lot of great websites that will help walk you through the basics of programming. Help you learn what the different languages are, how things go, walk you through a bunch of scenarios and examples so you can have some real practical training. And there's really inexpensive ways to do that, and sometimes free ways to do it too. So one of my favorites is Treehouse. So you can go to modestmillions.com/treehouse and you can sign up for a free 7-day trial so you can kind of get your feet wet and see if it's for you. Certainly it's not for everybody, but if you've ever thought, oh man, I just want to be the next Mark Zuckerberg, or I just want to go out there and make something, you know, maybe it's making a mobile app that, you know, gives you meal recommendations, go out and do it. And this gives you a really great way to learn that. And you can, at least as you're getting started, learn how to code on your nights and weekends and build up a side hustle. You could start an Etsy shop if you're a little bit more on the creative side. You know, maybe you want to make screen printed t-shirts, or you want to make custom doilies, or you want to make knitted or crocheted coasters for drinks. So go out and do it. And if you can make something that's unique, you can fire up an Etsy shop pretty darn quick and start selling your wares. And who knows, maybe it'll go somewhere. Maybe there's a market for custom doilies, and you can make a few bucks. So you don't know unless you go check it out and look at it. You could start up a drop shipping e-commerce store. I mentioned that in my little orange notebook. There's a handful of e-commerce ideas that I've got in here, but I don't want to run inventory. I don't want to manage inventory because that would be a lot of work, and that would require full-time commitment in many times. So there's this thing called drop shipping, and if you don't know what that is, go out and Google it. It's really kind of interesting because the companies that make these goods and the wholesalers that distribute them will handle all of the shipping and the fulfillment of orders for you. So if you have an e-commerce store, you can do that. So take a look, you know, look at that. Another one that's popular nowadays is multi-level marketing. You might see some of your friends on Facebook doing this or talking about, you know, different parties or groups that they're starting and some are good, maybe some are less good as well. So certainly look at each one and take it with a grain of salt and look at the big picture. But for many people, multi-level marketing can really produce a really great income and if that's for you, then go out and do it. We've certainly seen that work well, and so I'm not here to bash that or anything at all, because I know that it can work depending on what you're looking for. So keep an open mind to those. You could start up a subscription box business. Maybe you're a big golfer and you want to talk to other golfers and send them a box of golf-related accessories or apparel or gear for $25 a month. And so you create these boxes for the monthly box, and then you send those out. There's a bunch of these, and with different verticals and specialties and niches. So just keep your eyes open. But if there's something that you're very passionate about, this is a great way to funnel that into a subscription box business. You could become a driver for a ride-sharing company like Uber or Lyft or any of the other ones that pop up throughout the years. You know, this is a legitimate way that people make side income and their side hustle while they still have regular, even sometimes demanding jobs during the day. You get to pick your own hours and decide when you want to turn your car into a ride-sharing car and make a little bit of money. I joke with my wife, the Super Bowl is in Minneapolis here in 2018 in February. So I always talk to her about, you know, well, maybe, you know, take a week off of work and become an Uber driver for the week. And, you know, just make a couple $1,000 just doing that, you know. I'm not opposed to that. But so you just kind of keep your eyes open. I know a couple other drivers that do this in their nights and weekends as well, too, and have, you know, made some nice little side income for themselves. If you're handy and you know your way around power tools and maybe some carpentry as well too, or just you know, you find yourself fixing toilets for people or you know fixing their plumbing or their heating or air conditioning, and just because maybe you know that, or maybe that's because that's your skill during the day, you could start up a handyman business in the neighborhood. Find some elderly people who might have trouble with that or that might not know how to do that themselves or be able to do that themselves, and go help them out and give back to the community at the same time. If you are looking for something a little bit more seasonal, you could do a snow removal business. There's a fair amount of snow here up in Minnesota in the winters, and there's many people who will supplement their income by either starting a snow removal business, or they'll find someone who does have a snow removal business, and then they'll just go and help them out on nights when it snows. And so you could, you know, be working over the night. It would be a long night and into the next day when there's a good snowfall, but keep an open mind. I mean, that could be also another path to go. You could learn how to build websites. There's websites that you can build on WordPress and other platforms that are relatively straightforward to do. You don't necessarily need to have any coding, but there are many businesses out there that have very underwhelming websites. And even with someone that has a little bit of knowledge, they could go out and help those small and medium-sized businesses build out a new web presence and help bring that website and that brand into a more current design. You could manage, and along those lines too, you could manage a local business's social media presence. You know, certainly something that, you know, this is me on the marketing side talking, and that's something that I've done too, with social media and building websites for clients. It's really not as challenging as you'd think. It takes work and it takes a special sort of skill set, but if that's something that you want to do, you can teach yourself how to do that. You can read about it. You can, you know, do tutorials. You can try building it on your own and seeing what works. But there are a lot of businesses that could benefit from someone who maybe they can't afford a full-time web developer or a full-time social media strategist or marketer. And so this is a way where it's good for them in that they can pay someone who wants to do this in their nights and weekends and freelance. And it's good for you too, because you can fit it into your schedule as well too. Along the freelance side, maybe you're a good writer and there are plenty of businesses and companies that are looking for good writers that can write blogs or that can write ebooks or any of these other sorts of, or even write a book. I've got some book ideas here in this little orange notebook. I don't know if I'm going to be able to sit down and write out a book. That sounds like it would take a lot of time, but you know, I know there could be an option to use a freelance writer to help document some of those things as well too. So, you know, there's certainly a market for a lot of different things, and it's just a matter of finding the right person. If you're a good chef, or you know, you're good in the kitchen, maybe you want to become a personal chef. I know one in particular that comes to mind, and I won't call him out here, but he's a really great cook and a really great chef, and he has done some personal chefing, or whatever the technical term would be, but he has done some of that for small groups and gatherings that will hire him to cook a meal. And it's certainly something where he's got the skill set, he's got the, I think you could have the availability in his time, in his calendar to do that, and really, you know, take on a few more clients and become that personal chef. I think he'd be really great at it, and I think he could make a decent amount of side income. So certainly something to consider there too. If you're a good chef, you don't need to go to culinary school or anything like that. If you know, if you did, that's you know even more of a reason to do that. But you know, take a look at it and see what you could see what works. You could invent a gizmo and choose that maybe you don't want to manufacture it you know go through that huge long process. But maybe you know a company or that might be interested in bringing that product into their offering or list it in their catalog. And so in that sense, then you could look at licensing the idea and they would pay you essentially a royalty to use your idea and manufacture it and sell it to their clients and customers. So you could do that. Or if you did decide that you did want to do that, but you didn't want to, you know, plop down $50,000 for a mold so you could make that gizmo in a factory in China, you could just crowdfund it and sell the product to meet the demand and go from there before you even invest in any of that money on the front end to get your molds created so that you can mass produce. See, the point is that there are probably hundreds of things that you or I could be doing to earn some extra money instead of spending your evening cruising on Facebook or watching TV or whatever else you're doing in your nights and weekends. If you have kids, you know, speaking from experience, I know that can be a little bit more challenging. But at the same time, too, from when your kids go into bed, you know, whether it's 8 o'clock or whatever that time is for your family, you know, until 10, 11, or 12, or 1 or 2 in the morning, depending on, you know, how much of a night owl you are, you know, that's prime time where you could be working on a side hustle and in doing something to earn a little bit extra money or to set yourself up or your family up for, you know, a different sort of life. And if that's, you know, if that's what you want to do and you know, you need your vegging time and you need to be able to unwind by cruising Facebook or watching some TV, that's totally fine. You know, you got to obviously, you know, do what you want to do or what you feel you need to do depending on how your work day was or how stressful life is or right now or whatever. But on the other hand, if you are looking for a little extra spending money or looking to get ahead on your personal finances, give a side hustle a shot. You know, it's at, you know, at least worth it because very often your risk is minimal. You know, maybe you have a little bit of cash that you have to, you know, that you have to invest into, you know, buying a domain name for, you know, $15 a year or buying some web hosting for, you know, $70, $80, $100 a year, depending on what you're looking for. Yeah. I mean, those are costs that, you know, they take money and they take investment. And you know, they're going to take some sweat equity to get them off the ground or to, you know, see if there's a market for that. But you really have little to lose and possibly quite a lot to gain. So that'll do it for this week's episode. I think we've sufficiently beat the dead horse in terms of the importance of a side hustle. And I think we'll have more episodes in the future where we'll dive into very specifics around how to create certain types of side hustles. So if there are certain side hustles that you're interested in or that you have looked at or that you've been thinking about and you want us to cover and create an intensive or a special episode on that, I'd love to hear from you. I'd also love to know, you know, if you have a side hustle that you're working on right now too, and what sort of ideas get you excited about, you know, earning a little bit extra income, or, you know, maybe when you're talking about the idea, you feel yourself sitting forward in your chair and being more expressive as you're describing the idea, and maybe your voice is increasing in volume and, you know, at a quicker pace. And those are sorts of indicators, I think, that help you find something that you're passionate about. If you're just kind of boring and monotonous and slow as you're talking about an idea and you really don't have the passion for it, it's hard to see where that might have some long-term viability for your business. But if you start having a really excited and interested, and it's a topic that you're very passionate about, and sometimes your brain goes a little bit faster than your words do, and you start stumbling all over things, but it's okay because it's an idea that you're super excited about, and there's a lot of opportunity in the market, and you see yourself talking faster, and your voice gets a little bit louder. You know, those are the sorts of ideas, and you kind of could hear a little bit of difference, hopefully, in the tone there of, you know, an idea that you're maybe not as passionate about, and an idea that you really are passionate about. And pay attention to that part of your brain that gets you excited about something on the side. And just go do it. Go try it. What have you got to lose? So also, when you're reaching out and letting me know about the side hustles that you're excited about and interested in, clearly it's something that I'm excited about too, because I totally lost my train of thought. But make sure you reach out and share any feedback you have for the show, topic ideas, any personal anecdotes of your own journey, or if you just want to say hi. And so you can always reach me anytime at feedback@modestmillions.com. And I always try to get back to everybody quickly. So the mailbag is relatively light, so to speak, if you've ever emailed, you know, other podcasts or other shows or other people in general, and it takes forever to get a response back. I usually try to clear out the inbox pretty quick. So please do reach out, and look forward to hearing from you. And then for a recap of what we talked about today, you know, the strategies and the tools, we'll share a couple links as well too. So make sure you check out the show notes at modestmillions.com/016. And while you're on the site, don't forget to subscribe to get email notifications when we post new episodes. You can do that at modestmillions.com/subscribe. And please, if you like the content, you like the podcast, you like the idea of a side hustle, would certainly appreciate you helping me grow my side hustle, and just even from an awareness perspective, and in bringing the Modest Million Show to new people, and in sharing it on social media, or, you know, talking about it with your friends at the lunchroom. Certainly appreciate that. But even at the very least, with just a quick review on the podcast platform that you listen to us on, that would be very helpful, because those ratings and those reviews are what really helps us come to new people who haven't heard of us before. So please do that. I'd love to hear from you, and really appreciate the feedback as well. And then talking about the next episode, join me next week. We'll get that back on the cadence again. We'll talk about cutting the cord without losing our sanity. And it's something that myself and Mrs. Modest have done about 6 months or so ago, and it has been largely one of the better decisions that we've made. So we'll talk about how we cut the cord with our cell phones, and then also how we're cutting the cord, or how we did cut the cord with our TV as well. So until then, remember to keep squirreling away now to earn millions later. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.